Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Into the 1 o'clock hour, it's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Steven Serta with you. We'll be joined by Harold Kuntz for a little broadcast news from Fox 4 KC here momentarily. Keeping an eye on the PGA Championship. First major in a while out at San Francisco at TPC Harding Park. I know Tiger early on was in the mix. Gary Woodland up to third now, three under. Again, these guys are very early in their round. See Tiger, the bogey again.
No!
Tiger was in the top 10. Now he's falling out. Is he down to even now? Last check. Tiger's one under, tied for 21st through nine holes. So we'll keep an eye on the Tiger watch. Let's see. Three. Not bad.
Oh, that's fine.
It's early. Scottie Scheffler, Zach Johnson, the leaders there. Keep an eye on the PGA Championship. But let's talk more about the big news of the day in the National Football League and in Kansas City with Lucas Niang. Let's go out and have some broadcast news. Harold Kuntz, sports reporter for Fox 4 here in KC. Harold, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Oh, it's been nice to have a full sports calendar, that's for sure. Like the multi-TV setup, I'm sure your sports at 10 o'clock a little bit easier, huh, to have some highlights to actually show these days.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a thrill to have actual sports being shown on the airwaves this time around. You know, not to disrespect all the hard trying and hard work we did while we didn't have much sports. You know, we try to put a lot into it and filling time, but this has been a lot easier for sure.
No question. In the news today, Harold, the Chiefs now have their third player that have opted out. It's Lucas Niang, we know, before today's deadline. And I don't know how you view what we were talking. I think short-term, they're going to be all right, but it's long-term and what this means, not just for, like, Niang's personal development, but also with what the Chiefs may decide to do with Eric Fisher or Mitchell Schwartz going forward.
Yeah, interesting situation because I don't think we've seen too many rookies opt out. And we didn't we talked to him last week, and he never led us anything to believe that, you know, he was learning, he was getting acquainted with things. You know, his name had been mentioned because of LVT opting out, and we all know why LVT opted out, because he's an orderly and he has a bigger goal in mind, obviously, than just the football. But, yeah, this is an interesting situation. I mean, you wonder what happens going forward in the future. Like you said, this year, I mean, they can probably put him, you know, they got Isaac Wiley and Fisher and obviously Schwartz, and they can be, you know, Ryder's going to be there at center. You got Rivers, you got Assembly. You got veteran guys there. But going forward in progress, it's going to be curious to see how he progresses, you know, what he can do to stay in any type of football shape. And, you know, you can't replace reps, obviously, so it's just going to be like another rookie going forward next year, which, you know, could be a good thing if they like what they see, which clearly they did. And, you know, it'll be time to get even more healthy to be 100% going into the 2021 season. But for now, yeah, it's tough at first, but you understand what these guys are doing. You understand that COVID is something to not play around with. So you respect the guys' decisions, but you do know that in the future, when this all kind of hopefully, you know, goes away, that his development will be stunted. But he seems like a smart guy, and he seems like he's going to get it together, and he'll be needed. So, you know, sometimes you're going to have to be rushed into things. And that extra added benefit of you hoping that next year you get a full training camp, you get full preseason games, that you can really develop and be ready to go for the season opener.
Are you surprised, Harold, by the number of NFL players who have opted out? I think coming into it, I didn't think it was going to be 60 players. I thought it might be 15, 20, maybe 25 tops. And then when we got past 25 or 30 pretty quick, and now we see ourselves at 61 and 2 hours still left on this deadline, were you surprised by how many NFL players actually took advantage of this?
No, I'm not really surprised. Really, it comes down to a couple things. I know the biggest one is just the unknown. We don't know how this is going to play out because, of course, football being a full contact sport, there's still a lot of health questions that have not been answered yet. You know, you got Aaron Donald basically saying, "How are they supposed to help you?" He said, "I'm not wearing it. I need air." So there's a lot of unknowns when it comes to that, and it's not gonna look like real football this year. Let's just be honest, guys. We're gonna go up there and we're gonna watch Kansas City. We're gonna think we're seeing premier football when this is the first game they played in 8-9 months, and it's gonna be sloppy. The referees haven't even gotten reps yet. They're gonna be throwing flags all over the place. It's gonna be sloppy football. Let's just be honest. It's gonna be sloppy at the jump. So. Yeah, I'm not really shocked because of the unknown. I mean, I figured some of these guys, they're tough guys and want to get out there. But we're learning what we should have known all along. These guys are human beings. They have families. A lot of these guys are opting out because of kids. Look at Damian Williams. He's opting out because of his grandmother. So, and we totally respect that situation. So we're just understanding that a lot of them have situations that they're going through that they feel like it's best for their interest. And obviously from a business side with some of those guys, it might have been their last year too. So there's a lot of factors at play, and I'm not really shocked that some of them are opting out and just taking the money if they're $250,000 or $150,000 and opting out. I'm not really shocked by the number. In fact, there might be more by the time we have a deadline in a couple hours here. So, no, it doesn't really come as much surprise to me.
Yeah, I agree with you that there's a very good chance here that under 2 hours from now we'll see some more. I also wonder, even though today's the opt-out deadline for them to get the $350,000 loan and everything like that, there's still a very good chance, that whether it's 2 weeks from now when they're actually into camp and players have different feelings, or even if we're week three or four in the season, if you're someone that's made, tens of millions of dollars in your career and it's week four, maybe your team's not playing well, also you just don't feel comfortable anymore or a different situation arises, we can still have some guys like baseball, right, where guys are still opting out during the season.
No, absolutely. I think it's twofold. One, you can look forward to, guys could be like week 3, 4, 5. My biggest concern, I was telling my colleague, Rob Collins, my biggest concern is when it gets to like week 3, 4, 5, and then let's say a team starts 0-3. Let's just say, for lack of a better team, the Jets start 0-3. It's impossible. It's the Jets. And then, those guys go on the road, and they just start losing control, and they've been tired of quarantine, and they go out, and they get COVID, and next thing you know, they're playing a team that's actually in contention. And it becomes 1, which becomes 2, which becomes 4, which becomes 5, which becomes 16. And next thing you know, we've got a similar situation in baseball where they've got to shut down 3 or 4 games and move on like a Thursday and move on a bye week or something. So that's where my biggest thing comes in. The other secondary concern is that a lot of times you get veteran pickups. The way the Chiefs picked up Terrell Suggs last year, I don't think that's happening this year because those guys, they're going to be like, well, I'm just going to stay retired if they had to, survey what goes on. If they see some guys dropping out because of COVID during the season, they're not coming. You're not getting those late season pickups. So it's what you got at the end. So, again, it's going to be a season unlike any we've ever seen. You said that for every sport. You already got the NBA and NHL playing in bubbles. Football is impossible to have a bubble. So it's just going to be interesting. We'll see how it goes. And I would not be surprised if we see week 4, 5, 6, some guys just say, forget it. Especially under teams that have a losing cause. I'm out of here.
Honestly, they would make as much as that $350, depending on what they make, Harold. They get their game checks and then still get more and then still bounce.
Yeah, I think we saw that with Jonas Cespedes. That crazy situation over the weekend. He's like, how much do I get? $330. That's good for the year. I'm out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you're right. Yeah, I mean, we could see this also in baseball in the next 3 weeks or so when it's clear who has a chance and who doesn't, and it's August 20th and, around the trade deadline. I think then you could have some serious opt-outs too. And how does that impact the trade deadline? Because let's say there's someone that's like, yeah, I'm not dealing with being traded and moved to a different city during this. I'm just going to say I'm opting out for the season. I'm not available for trade. So it's kind of interesting how it's all going to play out.
Harold, when you look at the other side of this, and we can step away from COVID for a little bit just because sometimes it's not us talking about actual play. The problem is the Royals are the team playing right now in Kansas City, and they're not playing well, Harold. It's been offensive woe after offensive woe. I've decided for the next few games I'm just going to ignore the offense for a little bit, focus in on the pitching since that's been fun to watch. What have you I mean, what do you think is, I guess, wrong with the offense at this stage in the beginning of the Royals season?
I mean, you're trying to be nice about the situation. You're trying to remember when Jorge Soler was the AL home run leader, and now it's not working. You see Salvi working sometimes, but then you look at the back order and the back of the lineup order, and they just can't find any type of setup that works for them there. It's frustrating to watch, but I'm sure as much as it's frustrating to watch for us, it's more frustrating for them. I'm watching last night's game. It's a 2-1 game, but then, you know, Franco makes four defensive error and then becomes 4-1, and then Whit Merrifield has a chance, and the A's, he just slams the bat down off a strikeout. And that just explained perfectly what's going on. Mm-hmm. There's three different emotions going on. There's the emotion of, dang, I just struck out, but there's also the emotion of, like, this has been going on way too long, this is frustrating. And three, it just sometimes just comes to you, it's just like, it gets in your head. And I don't know if it's the head of a short season, knowing full well that, you know, we're almost a quarter of the way through the season, guys. And for all intents and purposes, they're pretty much out of it. I mean, mm-hmm. like, you know, things can happen. You can make a run here, but it's just rough. And so, like, I don't know if it's just unwanted pressure on themselves. If they know, like, especially somebody like Whit, who knows, like, oh, I got to get it started. I'm the leadoff guy. I got to get a hit here, or else these guys can't get on. Like, it just seeps into your head. And then it goes to one guy, and it goes to the next guy, and it goes to the next guy. Next thing you know, it's all through the lineup. These guys can't get hit. And don't get started on hitters with runners in scoring position. It's not working for them. And I saw the stat you posted. I mean, they're hitting the ball well. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Bob Starling has a perfect opportunity. He hits it right to Chris Bryant at third to stop the rally tonight there on, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. So it's like they have the opportunity there, and it's just not clicking. And it's tough because you know those guys are capable. You know 1, 2, 4, and 5, it can at least they're capable, and it's just not working. And sometimes it's just those slides. It's a mental thing, and it just carries on throughout the entire team. But like,
Harold.
Yeah, it's like it's good. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead and finish.
Oh, no, but I think, like you said, Cody and Alex, the pitching is definitely something you want to focus on for sure. I mean, Bubich was outstanding. I'm looking forward to seeing Brad Keller come up tonight.
Talking with Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 Sports here in KC, and Bubich last night, and I think the one question everybody had, you know, out of the first outing was it just nerves in the first inning? And we got that question answered because he was fantastic last night right out of the gate. When you do look at what they have pitching, seeing the first two young guys to get called up pitch the way they have, and then knowing they still have Lynch and Kowar, that's in I guess eventually Ace Lacy down the road, we expect. Like, overall, have you been maybe even more surprised or more impressed than what you thought you would be based off of Singer and Bubich?
I think what we're seeing is the result of we knew what we had in the pitching staff already. And remember game two when they threw out Lopez and Sparkman and all those? And you know, injuries aside, you just knew that the time for the youth was here. And this is the perfect situation to throw it at a 60-game season. It's like, got to throw things out there and throw it your best. And right now, those guys, with the exception of Duffy, obviously, we'll see how Keller performs today. You know, Singer and Bubich, that's your best right now. And it's good for the future. You hope they stick around for a long time with their homegrown talents. But right now, I mean, it's kind of a sad situation because you realize where they were, but then it's a good situation knowing where they can be. And these guys, the ceilings are limited. I think Singer's already a pro. And I'm really excited about Ace Lacy because, heck, he might be better than all of them. That's just being honest. And, you know, we'll see how his development goes. He wasn't in the 60-man roster, but I'm sure he's been out there doing something. So we'll see how that development goes. But, again, the pitching's good. The relief seems to come into form. You know, on days it works. Some days it doesn't work. You know, like, you know, Kennedy and Holland have their days on, days off. But I think Salma's incredible. I think that guy's got a future in this thing in terms of closing. And it's just a matter of, can you put it all together? Can you put the pitching together and then get some timely hitting? And the next thing you know, I mean, sometimes you put the pitching and hitting together, we're looking at a 6-5, 6-6, 7-5 team instead of a team that's 3-10.
Sure.
So it's really what it comes down to.
I kind of hope that, you know, Chris Bubich keeps shoving, because then they might just push a few more of these guys up here a little sooner. Like, you know, maybe Ace Lacy we can see a little bit sooner, Harold, if turns out you can take a guy from A-ball in the Royal system with the right amount of talent and, you know, put him into the starting rotation and have immediate success.
I recall back to my time when I was in Maryland and I covered Steven Strasburg when he was going through the minor league. You know, he started and they put him in Double A immediately because they just thought, you know, he was that type of talent was coming out of San Diego State under Tony Gwynn. And you saw immediately, you know, there is care. They wanted to make sure his arm was protected and everything, but there's also just the fact that you knew that he had dominant stuff right away. And I think if Ace like that, you can put him in the Texas League down there and he can show some dominant stuff with Northwest Arkansas. Or even if you have to start him in Lexington or Burlington or something, get him wet a little bit. In the long run, it's going to be good for the Royals because they need to bring these guys up. I mean, you know, they keep talking about the future. Well, keep these guys up. And even more so because of the way the bats are going, I'm more curious to see how the kid from Baylor develops. That was also the first-round pick. And maybe a Chamberlain kid from Oregon State was picked that. I'm curious to see how these guys develop because it's clear now, you know, they need bats. they need bats in a bad way. And if those guys can develop too, we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, they're progressing nicely, as Ned Yost would say, as it comes to pitching for sure.
Zach, or you trade one of those guys for a bat, which is something I've been advocating for. It's just a matter of who you actually
early,
do it
man.
With here.
Too
I know. We can wait to see how they all pan out first. I'm just, you know, it's an option down the road. That's all gold.
Harold, appreciate it, man, as always. Hopefully enjoy the Royals game a little bit tonight. Hopefully we see some runs.
Yeah, I mean, Royals game's on Fox 4 tonight. So, you know, we'll still want to watch. By all means, please watch. And Rob and I will be up there for 4 and 5. So, you know, it obviously is a shameless plug. Emphasize on Shame or Lex or Plug, whichever one you want. But it'll be on Fox 4 tonight, so come watch the ball game.
There
we'll
you
do,
go.
Harold.
Appreciate it. Harold Koontz, Fox 4 Sports here in Kansas City. The Royals do have a first pitch tonight at 6:07. And, yeah, I mean, I think you know, as he was talking about, too, it's just this team has put themselves in a spot where it's, you're not, you know, if you look at me, like, most people are going to say they're already done. And, you know, I said I'll give them till the end of the week. Most likely this thing is, unfortunately, they're 3-10. And knowing that the Twins are coming to town and we have seen no sign offensively to believe that suddenly they're going to score
cool.
four
Come
or
on.
Five runs tonight. And I don't want to be too negative. When I see my biggest fear, too, is that whether it's tonight or tomorrow, the offense will come to life. Like, they're going to finally have a game
right.
where they score five or six runs. And then the pitching will that'll be the one night, the one night so far, really, where the pitching hasn't been there for much of the season.
Normally, I'd worry more about that. But I feel better about that than I have in a very long time because I feel like they don't have weak spots. Be like, hey, is Danny Duffy a weak spot in your rotation?
No, the rotation, you feel good. There's still at times the bullpen.
No, I understand.
Stuff,
like,
but
pitching can still get beat up. I'm not pretending like – but the bullpen I feel way better about too.
Yeah.
Like, in the starting rotation, I'm like, Duffy, not weak. Keller, not weak. Singer, not weak. Bubic, not weak. Junis, you know, I can be talked one way or the
other.
Had
the one good start so far.
He's you know, he can occasionally throw a dud, but he certainly has plenty of good starts too. So you take the odds of, like, things going pretty good for you most times than not when it comes to that rotation. But, yes, it relies on that. And at this point, it's just been, like, really nice pitching tonight, boys. Solid work.
Yeah.
And, dang it if it wasn't, you know, you scored two runs when the other team scored four. And you'll let up four runs a game all day, every day. You'll win a lot of games letting up four runs a game. And that seemingly is all they feel like they're giving up most nights. I know it was six last night, but it wasn't really six. I think they lost their head a little bit once Franco made that
defensive error.
And it was just like, whatever.
Yeah, can have those mistakes. And then the extra run, you know, Witt had the one late that allowed another bat. You know, again, it's like, if you're not, those are impactful, no doubt, but they still only had one run on the board. And so, ultimately, hopefully things turn a little bit tonight for the Royals. Vern's pregame, 5 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio. Is this something you'd be interested in? It's coming up in a few weeks. Walmart announced that they are doing parking lot drive-in movies in Kansas and Missouri. I guess it's going to rotate all across the country, but it's starting in Kansas and Missouri, and then they'll move to other states. The parking lot's going to be turned into a giant movie theater.
Well, no, I got nothing better to do.
160 of its store parking lots into drive-in movie theaters. The tickets for family movies such as Black Panther, Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse, Back to the Future, and more are going to be free. You have to request in advance. I'll be honest, I went online just to see what it was like, and they're already sold out, at least in the locations. Olathe, Gardner, Lawrence, Topeka, all out.
What can I say? I beat you to the punch.
Which location?
It was Latham. Maybe it was Wonder Woman.
Okay, yeah, that was who had Wonder Woman. I think it's a cool idea.
I mostly like. I can't take my kid to the theater. She likes superhero movies, so I thought like this is the way of doing it. Obviously, I can take her to the like. There is a functioning drive-in movie theater in Kansas City, not related to Walmart.
Yeah, you can support the local.
Like, and
local,
I will. I'm local, happy to do that too. But like, you know, free parking lot movie? Why not?
It's free, but support. You know, you can support the local ones. Not to mention the movie starting at 7:30.
Sir,
it
you
says.
Said no. What? So my kid? I'll just keep him up
well,
late then.
Sir's going to probably say this in a second. Go ahead, sir. I know where you're going on that.
Well, I mean, it's free because they can't legally profit off of screening the movies. Those contracts go to movie theaters. But yeah, it's also supposed to start that early. I do movies in my backyard regularly with a projector. It does not get dark enough to properly screen a movie until 9 p.m.
Maybe you've got a better projector than you, though.
And you're talking about ambient light. Are they going to drop all the lights outside of Walmart and in the parking lot?
Yeah, because the store, we know they're not. We know they're not closing the store. They're hoping also that you're going in the store and you're loading up on snacks and all kinds of crap, and then going back to your car and watching this movie, right?
That's
the assumption here.
Absolutely.
That's how this is going.
Yes.
So the store's not closing. How do they have enough parking space for this?
They have obviously done the math here.
All right.
And maybe the store is closing. I don't know.
Nope. They're not closing the store for a free event. They're trying to. Let's be real. They're all about still making money. This isn't just out of the kindness of their heart.
I might not keep my spot, but I didn't see any harm in booking it for my
kid. Wait, so that's the problem. You're taking up the tickets for people that want to go. You know I can even go.
Well, we don't know if they want to go. We don't know those
people.
You're
going to blame it on your ankle?
Those people might be the same as
me. I can't go because my ankle hurts?
No, I just won't go because sometimes I have kids.
Go pop that Oxy or whatever that you stole from your wife.
I did not admit to any of that.
And make it out to the, let her drive, though, and make it out to the drive-in.
You can go to a local drive-in. I'm happy to pay them for movies that are coming out right now. But they're mostly doing what Curtis talked about. They're showing older movies, too, even sometimes within the last few years. If I'm going to go to the drive-in locally, I kind of want to go see a new movie.
I just want a photo of it. I want to see what it actually, like, the setup truly looks
like.
Well,
if I go, I'll send you a photo.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like there's many left.
I mean,
so we're gonna ask people
the mock-up thing makes it look, you know.
Makes it look
awesome.
Real nice, doesn't
it? Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can mock up on Photoshop that look fantastic.
Yeah, that does not look like.
I mean, good for them. It's free, so they're, you know, for people that aren't able to go and pay to go to local drive-ins as well. This is an opportunity for free entertainment for the family. So in that regard, I will give them props. But yeah, overall, people, you know, someone says Walmart isn't open 24 hours anymore. Yeah, but 7:30 they're still open. Movie's not at 1 a.m. The movie's at 7:30.
Still open at 7:30 for sure.
Someone else on the text line says, sounds like a logistical disaster. Well, we'll find out. Cody, you can be part of that and let us know how that's going to turn out.
I do not make any promises about not backing out last minute. You've never reserved a ticket for something then not sure if you were going to use it?
Have I ever reserved something and not gone? Probably. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the exact. I'm sure I have.
In this business all the time, be like, hey, can I get a credential for tonight's game? Yeah. And I'm like, am I going to go to that? Nah.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. We've all been there. You're
like
random.
I don't like to do that often. Normally, I request credentials I plan on being at. It's been a little while.
I haven't done that in Kansas City, but yeah, there was.
Well, I've missed Big 12 games for full things, but that doesn't count because I'm not obligated to go to all of them. So that's different
but
as well.
Your credential isn't hindering necessarily the public, right? You're hindering other media members anyway.
Correct.
Someone says. Their Walmart near them closes at 7:30. Okay, I stand corrected if yours does.
Right. That is so early for a Walmart.
Very early. They're missing out on some business. Also, someone says that I deserve to be on the snitch line. We've already talked about Cody in the pain medicine.
Why?
He snitched on himself. I can't be. Why do you think I deserve to be on the snitch line? Cody's the one that snitched on himself. I can't snitch when he already snitched. By the way, it's open. We've got a half hour or so left. The snitch line is open. We'll read a few more because the NFL has their snitch line open. We'll get to that reason why the NFL is doing that.
Somebody want to out? 913-576-7610. The Smitty's Garage Burger and Beer snitch line.
So we'll get to that and what's trending next. But coming up in 90 seconds, Curtis Fantasy Flash Stand right here in KC looking at rookie running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio. Rex Hudler joins The Drive, Thursdays at 3, 610 Sports Radio.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save at geico.com today.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one is that news in the NFL. The opt-out deadline about an hour and a half away, and the Chiefs have learned another player has opted. I originally reported from Tom Pelissero that Lucas Niang opting out for his first NFL season. So three opt-outs for KC, two of them being offensive linemen. One, of course, Damian Williams at the running back spot. And for this upcoming year, they should be able to navigate through this. If you look at what they've already done also in terms of signing this offseason at the O-line position, Mike Grimmers had come over. They just signed Osimile in the last week or so. Presumably that was to maybe fill the void from LDT. Maybe they knew this was coming from Lucas Niang as well. I think it's more of a long-term issue and problem for Kansas City. You drafted Niang in the third round. He's missing a year now of development, and you don't know enough about really what he looks like on an NFL football field. You won't know any of that. And next year, maybe you thought you had a chance to save some money, move on from Fisher, move some guys around. Maybe Niang projects as a tackle. You don't have the answer to that yet, and you're going to have to wait another year.
Yeah, it's obviously fully respect his decision, but it makes their decisions down the road on the offensive line a little bit harder. But Niang won't stop that. No big deal on my end. Makes him a little thinner at offensive line, as they already had one of their other opt-outs, obviously, in LDT. Chiefs tied for the second most amount of opt-outs. The Patriots lead the way by a mile with eight. Few other teams have three, like Kansas City. Number two for what's trending, the Kansas City Royals fell last night, losing their sixth straight, even after an impressive start from Chris Bubich, who went six innings, allowed just those two runs. But the offense, continuous struggle. We'll see. Maybe they'll be in jump start tonight. Nick Heath is going to make his major league debut in the starting lineup. This will make the 12th different starting lineup the Royals have put up so far. Analytics can be a good thing. This feels like maybe the most analytically sound occasionally. But they got to find where everybody fits to get there better. Also today in baseball, you had to go from 30 players to 28. And they had to activate Brad Keller to make his season debut tonight. So they've optioned Mabrys Valoria, Eric Mejia, and Scott Blewett to the T-Bones Park. I know that I could say AAA or whatever. Like,
it's the alternate site of T-Bones Park is where they've been optioned to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's a weird sentence.
No question. And, you know, the Nick Heath, good for him, gets his MLB
start tonight. Yeah, he's run a couple of times, but first time he's going to get to swing the bat.
And honestly, with the struggles the offense has had, see if anybody else can get it done right now. Let's give somebody else a day off. I'm totally fine with this. Hey, no, not many guys in that order are hitting the baseball well right now. Not many guys are taking good at-bats and approaches at the plate. By all means, he should have an opportunity. This offense is ice cold. So, by all means, let's see if he can't spark
that
something.
Feels like an understatement.
Yeah. No question. Hey, next up on What's Trending, MLS Commissioner Don Garber said that the MLS will release a schedule soon for games in home markets, and he wants an MLS Cup before the end of the year. We know the MLS's back tournament's about to wrap up here in the next week or so. Sporting was eliminated in the quarterfinal round, but there was the question, when is the schedule going to come out? Because they want to have a regular season.
Sure.
Sporting should have some more games. It sounds like that is still in the works, but it was very quiet for a while. Still waiting to see what the schedule is, how they're going to navigate that, because it was one thing for MLS. They had the bubble working. MLS now is going to go reverse. They're going to go bubble and then now try to figure out how to get their regular season non-bubble going. Something to watch, but expect a schedule for MLS maybe to come out here very soon.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't do it a little bit sooner, but I understand, because if things had gone negative, and like, why did we even bother, right? Why did we even bother? I'm sure that they already had some like partial schedule semi put together, so this is not exactly a surprising thing, but at least now they are finally squared up, ready to go. Number four for what's trending, the opt-out deadline for the NFL is today at 3 o'clock. That means 90 minutes away from finding out if any other NFL players are going to opt out. It's been all crickets since the most recent player, Kansas City Chiefs player Lucas Niang, had opted out this morning. Schefter, all those guys, it's been sneaky quiet. There's been some who have thought that there's still going to be a rash of these towards the end of this. I kind of lean that way as well. I'm having a hard time not seeing a few more guys come in there, including part of the reason the NFL wanted to push this up so soon is so players, you know, maybe didn't figure out that there would be things that might make it more tempting for them overall. And take it back, Bucks tackle Brandon Seaton had opted out as well as a high-risk candidate. So there's been others, but it's still been kind of quiet. There's been a chunk, though, like the reason why is, I mean, you know, the NFL pushed that deadline up because they didn't want you thinking too hard about it because it might have been beneficial. For some people, you might still get parts of your guarantees even while opting out, which means don't risk your life playing football. Don't risk your life playing football during COVID. Still get paid.
And it's a deadline, yes, but 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, guys can still opt out. They'll have some checks under their belt as well. So something to certainly, I think about if you're a player in the final 90 minutes. Tough decisions for everybody involved. Lastly, on what's trending, finally have a golf major going on here in 2020 since the Masters, and it's the PGA Championship out at Harding Park in San Francisco. Martin Kaymer, your leader, co-leader, I should say now. It's updated there. Zach Johnson also tied for the lead at 5-under through 14. Scottie Scheffler, Jason Day, Schauffele tied for third. Tiger Woods had the co-lead at one point. Let's see it, an updated look at Tiger. He has bogeyed again, it looks like. I'm scrolling. He's now even, so disappointing. Last couple holes for him. He's tied for 36, even through 11. We all know how much Tiger being in the mix this weekend would help and make him more exciting. And as far as the local product, Gary Woodland tied for sixth with about, five other golfers. 3-under through 12 today. He's tied with Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson. Kevin Kisner, Tony Finau, part of that. So a little golf going on heading into
finally a major after almost an entire year off, Cole. That's how long it's been.
Since Masters.
Major
which
golf.
Which was obviously postponed, so you got to go way back.
Yep.
It's been almost a year.
Crazy.
Over 300 days.
Crazy.
Since the last. Now, there will be 7 major golf tournaments over the next 350 days. So you're about to get your money's worth over the next calendar year.
The Masters
6 weeks
is middle
or so.
Of November now.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that is going to be such an awesome time. Masters week actually lands on the Chiefs bye week.
Yes, it does.
Come on, scheduling gods.
Works out nice.
Shining down on us, assuming everything goes normal with the NFL schedule. I probably shouldn't get my hope way too up, but still, I can be excited about it.
Tiger, of course, chasing Jack. So, obviously, I think people want to keep an eye on Tiger the next couple of days. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Hanging out here on a Thursday. Again, the drive coming up after us at 2 o'clock in Vern's pregame for the Royals baseball game tonight. 6:07 first pitch, Vern's pregame at 5 o'clock. But the NFL, doing what the NBA has done now, announcing that they will have, or I should say the NFLPA is going to have, a snitch line, essentially. The NFLPA said they've sent players a phone number for them to report NFL team violations of the agreed-upon COVID-19 protocols. You can text a number. They'll remain anonymous. The union can file a grievance on players' behalf for perceived violations. This is the same thing as what the NBA had, except the NBA was more like player-to-player violation. But this is a snitch line. That's what it is. It's a snitch line, and that's why we've opened up the snitch line today once again on Cody and Gold. 913-576-7610. Completely anonymous.
Self-snitch from the 913. I will request a day off of work just so I don't have to go to work. When my boss asks why, I say I'm going out of town. Technically, I am going out of town. I work in Leavenworth and live in Atchison.
Was that the same texter that was telling us about the Atchison Walmart hours?
I almost never call in sick to work. But in the times that I, in my last, let's call it, 15 years of employment, I've called into work. Any job I've had, exactly 2 times. Twice. Neither time I was sick. I totally, it was like a mental health day or something. Like, I couldn't do it that day.
Wow.
Like, I just couldn't do it that day, and I needed the day off. It takes a lot for me to call in sick, so I fully understand this guy's decision. This
one's going to make everybody cringe a little bit, and now you may not be flying a lot right now. You may not be going to the airport a lot right now, but in the future, just think about this one from the 816. Snitch line, an airport security worker who is paid to pat people down habitually, uses the restroom, I'll change the wording there, and doesn't wash his hands afterwards.
No.
And with number 2, by the way, as well. Yeah, that's just nasty.
Number 2?
That's just nasty.
Wow.
That's nasty. Are we surprised, though?
You should tell that guy's name. You shouldn't even just let him off the hook and make this anonymous.
That's
you can be anonymous.
Nasty.
That's gross. Oh, my God, that's so bad. That's so bad. From the 913 snitch line, as a delivery driver, sometimes I'll tell you they're out of cheese and pepper. I'm not. Especially if you already don't tip, because now you might like tip ahead of time, right?
Uh-huh.
Like a lot of times, like I ordered food last night. I tipped ahead of time for the person who came that way. The guy's like, hey, you're not going to tip? No, I'm out of cheese and peppers. Eat your bland pizza, sir. I kind of appreciate it.
I don't need your cheese and peppers.
You want cheese and peppers? Those are nice things.
I don't need
pizza.
The packets of the cheese and peppers. I'm good to go. That wouldn't fly. That wouldn't be an issue for me. Elsewhere on the snitch line, 913-576-7610. This one is referencing a video game, I believe. Jerry runs off by himself in Warzone, then cries when he dies. So someone that you must be playing Call of Duty with runs away and then gets upset when he ends up dying because apparently they don't get along as they're playing the video game. That's what I took away from that.
Yeah, I don't know why Jerry runs off.
I don't know, Jerry.
Do better, Jerry. Play with your team. Fight like a unit.
Someone also suggesting that we call it the Danny Valencia / Chris Paul 610 Sports KC snitch line. Good to have snitch role models.
Dude, Valencia is one of the worst snitches of all time. Do you remember his snitch? Do you remember when he outed Billy Butler for wearing the wrong cleat? Oh, he was seen in the wrong cleat, and Valencia outed him to the shoe rep.
That's messed up.
Just no good. Although I am openly encouraging snitching today, so what can I say? From the 913, guy at an auto shop in Olathe is having an affair with a post office employee. Look at this. We can just track it down. There's a lot of affairs going on, sir. I don't know if you've noticed. There is a lot of affair business that is on the snitch line today.
I mean,
well, are we surprised? That stuff goes on, man.
Is it because of the pandemic and you're tired of the person that you're in a relationship with, or are you just a bad person?
I think it's more that, because a lot of these have referenced that someone pointed out for the last 3 or 4 years they've been having an affair with a coworker on the snitch line. So that is nothing. That is no COVID excuse. Usually you can be like, yeah, you
know, 3 or 4 years.
You can say, yeah, it was COVID's fault.
A great excuse by the way.
Well, I mean, you can use COVID for cheating or having an affair.
For other excuses.
For other things, COVID is a pretty good excuse. We were having this discussion, I think, with Fesco and Kling, like off air, like, you know, the other day. And we're like, it's true for anything you want to get out of as far as just, you know, you mentioned birthday parties or anything. You're like, COVID, you know, I'd love to go, but COVID.
Be nice, but, you know, sorry, can't risk it.
Come on, Rob. So Rob at the auto shop in Olathe. Don't be having an affair with a post office employee. Don't be doing that.
That's just so specific.
Rob at auto shop in Olathe.
The snitch line is open. We don't open it very often. This is only the third time.
Did you see this one about the flower bed? Did you get that one yet? Okay. All right. From the 816, let's just say I might have passed out drunk in my friend's mom's flower bed years ago. Now, are they?
That sounds like a euphemism.
Are they hinting at what I think they're hinting at?
I don't know. I mean, at least possible, by the way. The 913 also correctly pointing out that not only was Valencia a bad offender, D'Angelo Russell's got to go down as one of the biggest snitches of all time, doesn't he? You remember, he was just straight outing the entire group. Ah, oh, man, I like when the snitch line's open. Serta, can we set up a voicemail line? Like going forward, can the snitch line, can the Smitty's Garage Burger and Beer, you know, snitch line also be the voicemail line? Because I am interested if it's capable of being that.
Yeah, I mean, we should be able to. The drive already has one. I'm sure I can just steal theirs.
They don't have a snitch line. They just have a voicemail line.
Yeah, but we could just steal the same number and repurpose it as our snitch line, and it'll just be their voicemail line and our snitch line.
Perfect. Perfect. I think that's what we'll set up.
And we might be able to get another number. I don't know. I'd have to look into it.
Okay.
No, I like just using their number. It's fine. Sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. There's a lot of different snitches. We appreciate them. Even all the ones I don't read, I got to be honest. I am fully enjoying.
I don't know which one I thought was
the favorite from
earlier.
Oh, someone's self-snitching saying, I have been using my parents' Netflix, Hulu, Disney, and Prime accounts for my own benefits. Oh, we're all kind of doing that, aren't we?
Yeah, I haven't paid for cable in years.
Yeah, but you're not using all of those accounts.
I pretty much do.
Yeah.
I use someone's ESPN Plus. I use someone's HBO.
Shouldn't you pay for one of these things?
I don't even pay for Netflix anymore.
Whose Netflix are you using?
A couple. I got a lot of different TVs that are logged into a lot of different accounts.
I would say my Netflix account, now that person knows that I'm using it, but it's not my password.
It is kind of.
Are you good friends with this person?
It's a family member.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I do kind of. Yeah. There's a trade-off going on between all of the different accounts that I use.
You're giving back some service in return is what you're saying.
Yes.
You've already self-snitched 1,000 times about the way in which you acquire certain movies and television programs. So.
Well, I don't pay for anything.
So that's all we knew. Snitch line open for a little while longer. We have 15 minutes left in the show. 913-576-7610. We will work on a voicemail line going forward. I just don't know when the next time we'll open the snitch line will be, but we'll be prepared for the next time it is open. It ends at 2. Your last chance to get a few more in are in the next 15 minutes here on Cody and Gold.
All right, so while we're waiting on that too, by the way, someone's yes, I'm not going to read that text, but I'll let Serta handle that one if he wants to go forward on that one. you see that?
The text line's so weird.
Yeah. The opt-out deadline is less than an hour and a half away. Have we seen anything from Tre'Davious White? Are you leaning toward him not playing or not? Because based off his comments this morning towards fans and yesterday, how many more players do we think opt out here before 3 o'clock our time in the final hour or so? I don't think any other Chiefs opt
10?
Out. The Chiefs have had 3. You think it's 10? You think it's that high in the next hour and a half?
Yeah.
I think it's like 5 or 6. We're already within the hour. Or an hour, you know, we're getting into crunch time.
I know we're within like an hour and 15 minutes, but that doesn't mean we won't find out about 1 at 3:10.
True.
Because the reporting comes down a little bit slow. We're already into the mid-60s. And I think that, you know, these agents and these players who are considering the opt-out, Gold, are going to push further to find out, you know, if it's worth it to them to make those decisions. And for some people, it is. Like, there's some contractual things that makes it worth it to people. And if you're not only just the, you know, like where Tre'Davious White talked about, you know, whether, you know, like why he was opting out, which makes sense. But, you know, like why all these players are opting out. There's going to be reasons beyond that. But if you just didn't want to risk getting sick, that would be good as well. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter what the reasoning is. But I still expect maybe 10 more. And I don't know about you, sir. I don't know about you, Gold. I am still just kind of half expecting one bombshell name I'm not expecting to be on the list. Maybe that is Tre'Davious White because he would be a huge player.
We already know his reason, his grandmother.
He might be the most talented player, or his significant other's grandmother.
Yeah.
He would probably be the most talented player to have opted out at this point. Because at this point, who is it? Dante Hightower, probably? Dante Hightower?
Yeah.
Based on the list we've seen, that's
Hightower
probably in the mix.
Would be very high on that list, if not at the very top of it as well. I mean, I think C.J. Mosley, even though he hasn't played much recently, another huge, huge name in the sport, had that massive contract for the Jets, or has the massive contract with the Jets, but has barely played anything. I think that's there as well. And that's in seeing these opt-outs, and I wonder if the policy that the Bucks and the Saints are doing, which is a voluntary bubble for hotels for the training camp and the regular season, does that make players feel more comfortable? If someone was considering opting out or whatever, do you think that sways anybody one way or the other? Because I think it's a great idea. Bruce Arians has said that they're going to offer this voluntary hotel during the regular season. And it alleviates any concerns with the NFLPA because they're not saying it's a requirement because they would need PA approval, the union approval. That's not going to happen. That wasn't agreed upon. You can't put these guys in a bubble for 6 months. But if there's players that say, you know what, I think this is what I need to do. If there's a team that gets a bulk of their players to stay in this bubble hotel, it's not going to prevent them when they go, you know, go on the road necessarily, except, you know, they'll have the hotel there. It's not a closed in-city bubble like in Orlando, but I think that's a big positive if you're trying to prevent away from the facility. Because I actually think that what the NFL is doing within the facilities, I actually think they're going to be okay. It's going to be,
I suppose,
you have the outbreaks and tests because of what people do after they leave the facility. Within the facility, based off of all these plans that are approved, and you have players walking through like these sanitizer stations, like literally you saw the video of the Broncos players yesterday where they're walking through this like mister of sanitizer, essentially, things like that. I have no idea how effective that is. I know there's some people that are probably rolling their eyes like, how effective is it? I don't know the answer, but they are going through a lot of procedures and protocols. It's more about when everybody goes home and someone's like, it's not a big deal if I go run to that bar tonight or I go run to get those milk and wings tonight.
That's just the inevitable problem with people in general, is that some people will always take things like that less serious than others. Remember earlier in the show, we were talking about how quickly do you go to the doctor? Well, some people go to the doctor right away, right? Like immediately. And then some wait a week or 2 weeks or never go. Now, some of that is financial based or whatever. I'm not getting into all the reasons why some of my may or may
right.
not do those things. But obviously, people have varying opinions on just how seriously they take certain things. And that's what Derek Jeter was talking about a couple days ago when he was saying they weren't being like careless and reckless. They just got too comfortable. And then they were just running some normal errands. And the normal errands ran into trouble. I think the good news is for me is that both baseball and football, over just the last 48 hours, have increased their protocol for it. Baseball's added an extra compliance officer to be inside the hotel. They're requiring everyone to wear masks who isn't playing in the field. That includes in the bullpen and in the dugout. They're asking for extra steps to prevent those things. And we've now seen two or three NFL teams offer up hotels to players in the regular season, if they're willing, because they can't force it based on the Players Association, if they're willing to isolate. And some people are going to take them up on that for nothing more than free rent.
Well,
like they're going to take them up for that for nothing more than free rent.
I guess if you're someone that was an undrafted free agent and you're trying to make the
I know, but like if
team,
I were a player that, like on a one-year, $3 million deal and I didn't have a place, like I just moved to this, I'd sign a one-year, like say Devonta Freeman, who hasn't signed yet.
Okay.
He signs a one-year, $3 million deal to come to whatever city, Seattle. Rather than getting a condo rented for 6 months, why not just stay in the free hotel
privacy
that has been I get it. I understand about the price. But again,
I know what you're saying. Like, why deal with the hassle, especially if there's a chance the season gets delayed or things like that? I don't know. I think it's more, you still, when you have that kind of, like, you're still, like, I'd still rather have my own, place and all that. And you feel like
I know,
you can be responsible.
For 6 months, I probably have my own place somewhere else. I might just stay in a hotel. Like, I'm serious. I'd just take up the
free
hotel.
I think people just get sick of being in, like, that type of space. Like, it's not like you stand at a penthouse suite. Like, just being in that kind of space, I think it's tough for people. Let's get to the final word.
The final word.
Look, I think for the Royals, man, it's tonight, final game against the Cubs. It's another young pitcher, though, making it out. And you had mentioned that you're just focusing in, Cody, on the young pitching right now, and you're trying to, like, ignore the offense. You probably got the right approach, like, for this. I'm not there until the rest of this week. But you're probably taking the healthier mental approach to it. We can watch this offense and get frustrated over and over, but maybe we should be at this point when they're 3-10 and seeing who's still on the schedule the rest of this week. That would be the Minnesota Twins after tonight. Maybe we should just be focusing in on the young pitching because it seems very promising. Bubic was fantastic last night. Brad Keller's going to get an opportunity to get his 2020 season underway. But I do like the opportunity for Nick Heath tonight, his major league debut, at least in the starting lineup.
Major league debuts are always cool, but honestly,
at this point, with the way the offense is playing, why not? Why not give him an opportunity? Let's just see if he can't shake some things up a little bit. Maybe he's the guy that in some weird way gets everybody going. Confidence is clearly lacking for some of these guys right now, too.
I'll take anything at this point to make this happen because it's all just a flash in the pan at the moment.
All right, we're back at it tomorrow from 10 to 2. Pete Sweeney will join us from Arrowhead Pride. We'll talk some Chiefs with him. We'll see what that final opt-out list in the National Football League looks like. For now, we hand it off to the draft.
Cody. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.